what we're doing right now, right this second.
Carpe diem, okay?
We're doing it today.
It's carpe diem.
Seize the day!
What day?
What day?
Today. Today?
This today?
I can think of no better time than the present.
Well, what is today?
Actually, today is Tuesday.
The Latin term for that sentiment is carpe diem. Seize the day.
Excuse me, I'm seizing.
It's showtime.
Live and local with Monica J. on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here on this beautiful, beautiful Tuesday. I am so happy to be here, your host. But you know what? 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk is all live and local. It's about you. Talk and text 884-9910. And let me tell you, Amazon is up to it again, but I guess they never really stopped. I'll get to that in just a second. Today's poll question, do you believe there will be a national food shortage in the coming months? We keep hearing about this cyber attack on the world's largest meat processing plant. And seriously, we knew this was coming. We were told this was coming. Do you have to be smacked in the face with a slab of beef? Been trying to bring you this for a while. And I know people will catch on. Just receive this. Primary won't make a difference unless those voting machines are gone, Allison. Allison, we're working on it. We've even got lawyers involved. We are working on it. But we all have to do it. Demand that if they're going to do mail-in balloting, demand that it be a hand count. Do not tabulate them with those machines. Today's poll question at 991fmtalk.com and 923fmtalk.com, two completely different websites. Do you believe there will be a national food shortage in the coming months? I guess that could have been even worldwide. Thank you to Nissan of Carson City for sponsoring the questions. Did you participate in this legislative session? You know, calls, emails, in person? 54% of those participating in the poll said no. Well, had you been participating, you would have once again discovered the Republicans in name only. Just kind of stands out. Well, I told you about Jill Tolles and Tom Roberts in the assembly voting to pass the mining tax. Heidi Ganser, Key Keffer, and a few others in the Senate, which doesn't surprise anybody. Jill Tolles surprised me, though. I was really trying to give her the benefit of the doubt, even though I was getting emails and texts left and right that, no. Well, it has to make you wonder. I'm getting this from Annie Black. It has to make you wonder why the minority House leader, that, of course, is Robin Titus, why would she make those two her assistant minority leaders? Don't you think that's kind of odd? This is coming from Annie. For what remains some unfathomable reason, GOP minority leader Robin Titus appointed the two most liberal assembly Republicans to be her assistant minority leaders. Assemblywoman Jill Tolles, Reno. Assemblyman Tom Roberts, Las Vegas. That's, wow. That's very interesting. That says a lot about Robin Titus, too. I love this. This comment that she also made. And while Ms. Tolles and Mr. Roberts were the ultimate sellouts, this was an absolute failure by minority leader Titus, but put the pair in top leadership positions over the objections to the conservative members of the caucus. If we keep doing what we've always done, we're going to keep getting what we've always gotten. So what have we always done? We haven't paid attention. And I say we because, well, for a lot of time, I didn't pay attention either. I knew these people. I had to. That was the business I was in. When I first started this show years ago, I told you, I don't need any new friends. I'm not doing this show to make friends. So, if you are going to be a Republican in name only and support higher taxes, money grabs, I will do everything in my power to expose you to the public and make sure that we have candidates in the primaries to go up against these people. Remember, assemblymen and women, yeah, re-election every 2 years. So, what are you going to do? Are you going to start paying more attention to these people? Because it was the mining tax now, which, by the way, is earmarked for the, as Annie put it, the black hole that is our public school system. We can't keep throwing money at a failed system on the backs of others, whether it be business or individuals. Because I don't care who you talk to. All of those costs, all of them, get passed on to you in one form or another. So in the end, once again, they are taxing you. And making it seem, oh, it's for the children, it's for the schools. The schools are garbage. Not the teachers, not the students. The Washoe County School District and what they are doing. How many deputy superintendents in the Washoe County School District? You should have one. You should have a superintendent and a deputy superintendent. But no. While teachers go without in their classrooms, while kids go without, a top-heavy administration that, especially for the superintendent, is not qualified to do what they do, well, that needs to change, and it only can change with your help. So, now that the legislative session is over, no excuses not to get to the Washoe County School Board of Trustees meeting. No excuse. Get it on your calendar. It is a week from today, Tuesday, June 8th. Meeting starts at 2, but get there early so you can get signed up to speak. Now, they're not going to move the location, even though they've had it at schools and gymnasiums and theaters, so they could get more people in. But no, they will be having it at 925 East 9th Street at Evans. Why? They want to limit the capacity so they don't have to hear from you. It's obvious. And this is an important meeting. This is for your kids. This is for your grandkids, your nieces, your nephews. Your tax dollars at work, whether you've got a kid in the school system or not, because all of us are paying these taxes for this school system. The issues for this upcoming school board meeting, possible action to approve SHARE, the sexuality, health, and responsibility education. Yeah, they're sharing something, but it ain't what you think. They're going to be talking about critical race theory, social justice, possible changes for in-person and hybrid learning. And by the way, Jeff Church is still gagged. And no board reports. While many states move to ban critical race theory, our legislators, not the Republicans, our Democrat legislators, sought to make a state law that made it mandatory for school districts to teach it. Once again, the state taking control from the counties. Well, what do you expect? They learned it from the feds. The feds taking control from the states. I'm sure Schumer's going to be pushing that vote for SB1 any second now, which they basically tell you how to vote. It's unconstitutional. The federal government has nothing to do with our voting. So please, show up and speak out. June 8th, a week from today. We'll talk about that again as it gets closer, because it's important. It is absolutely important. I kind of assumed this, but I did not know it for sure. Glad to hear Jim Wheeler is running for Settlemyer's Senate seat. I heard Titus was going to, and I will not vote for her. I don't know who that's from, but good for you. Robin Titus is such a rhino. That's why she picked up those two assistants. Yes, I totally agree with that. Totally agree with that. So that, see, that's what happens when somebody gets in now and is creating that political career. Somebody asked me why I'm running for Nevada Senate, District 16, instead of going to the assembly. Because I don't believe in making this a career. I'm not going to do the stepping stone thing. If I'm elected, I do the job and I get out. None of these guys do. None of them. They get in there and they just want to keep going. Changing things and putting things out for their constituents that just lock us down even more. It's like, who cares about the lockdown? Our government representatives have us completely locked down in other ways. And people are starting to wake up and realize that. It's the Monica Jay Show, bringing you a little realization after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
This is not headline news. Gavin McLeod died. You may remember him as Captain Steubing on The Love Boat. And if you remember him as Murray on The Mary Tyler Moore Show, you'll be joining him soon. Costco is bringing back free samples. Here's where it gets weird. One of the items is toilet paper. A 71-year-old woman used her downtime during the pandemic to get a liberal arts degree. Unfortunately, she doesn't have any parents left to disappoint. In sports, a Boston Celtics fan was arrested for throwing a water bottle at a Brooklyn Nets star. On the plus side, he had such a good arm, the New York Jets signed him to be their starting quarterback. This is not headline news.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today. And I absolutely love, love, love your texts and emails, and I appreciate them so much. Just received this from Tyler, and I heard you ask listeners if they participated in the legislative session. That question reminded me of all of the unanswered calls and emails that I have experienced with several of our local reps. Here, who has been the most responsive to my suggestions and questions? Jim Wheeler, parentheses, I'm not even in his district. Kitty Jung, Von Hartung, Jenny Breckus, and Jeff Church. I would totally agree with that, Tyler. The least responsive for me, Mark Amaday. Although he recently replaced his veterans liaison, and that is a great help, but he closed his Elko office. Martin Paris went back to ranching. Mark stopped holding meetings with constituents ever since that debacle at the Reno Convention Center a few years ago. Now he only meets with small groups where he can control things better. Really can't blame him, but being a recluse is not what a congressman should aspire to be while in office. Ben Kiekhefer, we're still on the list of least responsive. Ben Kiekhefer, Lisa Krasner, no town halls from either of these two. Bob Lucy, Alexis Hill, Naomi Dewar, often absent during public comment period and arrives late. Bonnie Weber, Oscar Delgado, never looks up from his laptop during public comment. And Neoma Jardin. Yeah, I'm not surprised there either, Tyler. I am sure others will have their own thoughts on this. Perhaps you could do a public survey over a few weeks and then send a release out to other news organizations with your results. I think that a lot of people have encountered stone walls from a lot of the same representatives. Of the civil servants, this is great. Let's give him some love. Of the civil servants, the hands-down winner for me is Public Works Director John Flansburgh. If there is a problem with streets, or if I just want to offer a suggestion, John Flansburgh is always prompt and well-thought-out reply. That's fantastic. I love hearing that, especially about Public Works. Tyler, thank you for that. And yeah, that is a great idea. We might have to have a survey. I'm going to have to ask one of my producers to see how we can do it because, we shut down the comments thing after we were getting some not so nice things that we weren't quick enough to edit out. So I'll have them work on that, Tyler. I appreciate that. All right. I also appreciate this when you send me a text. I love this. This just goes back to Dennis, you're awesome. It's about personal responsibility. I'm sick of people saying cops need more training. You had 18 years to train your child not to steal, shoot, stab, burn down buildings, laser people's eyes, flip cars, block traffic, and attack other people. The police didn't fail you. You failed your child. That is awesome. Because here we go. I'm just so sick of Amazon, you know, being this. We need a business to take on Amazon. You know, This just disgusts me. Because somebody sent this, of course. I've never looked up things about murder and anti-police on Amazon, so I really didn't know they were there. I knew they were selling Black Lives Matter t-shirts. Good-looking Corpse, that's the name of the company. Blue Lives Murder for $39.99 and $4.64 shipping. That's the t-shirt. But you can also get the adult face mask, Blue Lives Murder, or the unique, cool gator mask for adults that say Blue Lives Murder. Wow. All kinds of companies here. Cops Lie, Record Everything. That's from the Stop Police Brutality shirt company. Oh, and look at this one. They've got the law enforcement recognized American flag with the circle and the line through it. Really, Amazon? That's just absolutely disgusting in my mind. Absolutely disgusting. These men and women who sacrifice from their families, put their lives on the line, and this is how they're treated. Back the blue. And take personal responsibility for your damn actions. Oh, well, that's falling on deaf ears because I don't really have a whole lot of listeners that would do these things. So, you know what? It's just, all I can say is, protect yourself and back the blue. It's the Monica Jay Show. We'll be back after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
99.1 FM Talk. This is Talk Radio. The original social media. KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Happy, happy Tuesday. It's gorgeous outside. Oh my gosh. That was the first Memorial Day weekend that I have experienced in years that hasn't been gloomy and wet or even snowing all 3 days. It was a beautiful weekend. And gosh, all those people that were out at the Veterans Memorial Cemeteries, it's absolutely fantastic. 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, live and local talk. Today's poll question at 991fmtalk.com and 923fmtalk.com. Do you believe there will be a national food shortage in the coming months? Huge cyber attack against the world's largest meat processing plant. Wonder if that one was owned by China or one of the other outside sources. Trust me, you're going to see a lot more cyber attacks. Did you participate in the legislative session at all? Emails or in person? 54% of those responding said no. Thank you to Nissan of Carson City for sponsoring our questions. Let's get to the talk and text line. Susan's on the line, 884-9910. Hello, Susan.
Hello.
What's on your mind?
Yes, it was a beautiful weekend, and I'm glad you could get some rest, I hope. Anyways, two things. I want to salute, and if people who know it, the old-timers and those who don't, Audrey Murphy, who is an actor, also was in the Army. For those of you who were on your cell phone and playing and complaining about your friends on the internet and all the little small stuff, you need to look up Audrey Murphy. This guy at 20 years old had done some amazing things, even though he passed away in a plane crash. Then you have something to cry about. these Democrats who keep voting stuff that are unconstitutional, wasting our time. Don't you want better things in your life instead of to control other people with more stuff? Don't you want to spend more time with your family instead of wasting everybody else's life to try to fight every bill that's unconstitutional in the Senate? We all want to have better lives than this. This is not living. Thank you.
Susan, thank you. You know, our lives are good because we make it that way. And there is a force that has infiltrated America because there are other forces that do not want us to succeed. They do not want us to be prosper. They do not want us to be well-educated. Well, they succeeded in that as Nevada is 50th in the nation. It's called infiltration by the communists, by the Marxists, by people like the founders of Black Lives Matter, all three women, professed Marxists. So where do you think this is going? And people wouldn't even stand up to them. Because they went out and they indoctrinated these militant kids to just wreak havoc on people. Intimidating people. When people try to intimidate others to their way of thinking, I hate to remind you of this, but that's wrong. Be a free thinker. That's what they don't want. They don't want people thinking for themselves. So they put out their playbooks. We're in a playbook right now. You're going to see more and more BS coming out about the alien invasion and the flying saucers. That is a CIA psyop to get more control over you. And it's been coming for a long time. These Lou Alessandros and Chris Melton. Oh, we worked with the CIA. Yeah, trust me. Once you work for the CIA, you always work for the CIA. They want more control. And we cannot give it to them. We have to stand up. Did you know, this came out in one of the things I resource, Friday, May 14th. U.S. birth rates have dropped 3.8% last year. The lowest since 1979. Wait a minute. Last year, weren't we all locked in our houses? Weren't we all told to stay home? And I thought people would be mating like rabbits. I thought we'd have a boom because of bada boom. No. Why do you think that it just keeps falling every year? Fewer and fewer and fewer babies being born? Why aren't people addressing that fact? Because that's what they want. And vaccinations, as we've heard from Bill Gates, is an easy way to do it. By the way, in case you didn't know this, for those who are wanting to get pregnant, for those who are pregnant, you might want to just pay special attention to Dr. Christian Northrup.
And we're getting disturbing reports from fertility clinics that the men who've had the shot now have sperm that will not swim. The women who've had the shots have eggs that will not develop into embryos. We have now women in small towns, you know, you'll get like, it's normal to have some miscarriages. We know that. That's about 1 in 6. But now, like, you know, 5 women will be pregnant in their church and 4 of them miscarry. And the only thing they have in common is they've been around somebody who had the shot. So what's our job? Our job here, we got to go quantum here. We got to go a little quantum. Fear lowers immunity. So what you want to do is you want to be doing the things that you can do. So now, and I think you just reported this in your channel that we're seeing that that drug Suramin is actually something that's in pine needles. So we're talking about pine needle tea having an antidote to the COVID-SARS-2 spike protein. It is the spike protein that is in the air, in the urine, in the blood, in the semen, in the sweat of people who've had the shot. Now, I remember listening to you talking about a study from the Atomic Scientist, as I recall, where they have the ability to make a self-spreading vaccine. And if they can make it self-spreading for immunity, they can make it self-spreading for the opposite.
Are you understanding? We have therapeutics for a virus that we're always up against viruses. Always, every single day. That is 99.6% survivable. I survived it. Frankie survived it. I know a lot of people that have survived it. People a lot older than me. Hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin. Perfect treatments beforehand to knock it out. Remdesivir, Regeneron, if you get it. Try getting a doctor to prescribe it to you. Ask yourself, why did they hide? Why did they ban? Why did they lie about hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin? Because they want this to happen. They want you to live in fear. They wanted to see if they could lock the world down. And now they're encouraging people to take an unproven vaccine because they need the guinea pigs. And you're the guinea pig. So if you buy into it, that's your choice. And I have my choice. But we have to be very vigilant in making sure that those choices our life choices, our body choices, are respected. Absolutely. 100% respected. No vaccine passports. No mandatory vaccinations. We're the only ones that can fight this. You probably don't know the name Dominic Cummings, but he let out a bombshell last week. He was the lead advisor, basically, to Boris Johnson. And he came out and admitted everything that they had done for COVID was wrong. That it was so mismanaged. The shutdown, the economic disaster. Not hearing a lot about Dominic Cummings, are you? All of the money that was wasted on setting up, even here locally, parking garages for emergency. This is all a test. Takes me back to that TV show. What was that? Outer Limits. This is a test. This is only a test. So, be prepared for the real thing because it's definitely coming. If you think that this cyber attack on the world's largest meat processing plant was an accident, and I'm not talking about just beef, it's a processing plant. They process everything. This is why you want to stay local. Use local processing plants. Support the ranchers. Support the farmers. And by the way, you might want to learn how to grow a garden on your own. It's the Monica Jay Show. Just sharing the truth. And sometimes you just have to hear it from other people. So when we come back, two very special events coming up that you should really be involved in. Stop listening to the mainstream media and start listening to those who do the research. I'll bring you that after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Live streaming at 991fmtalk.com.
The FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada, KKFT 99.1.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, and I have no idea where this 2 hours just went. But I thank you for being here, and I appreciate your time. I do want to let you know that today is the last day that you can get tickets to meet James Taylor, not the musician, to meet James Taylor, president of the Heartland Foundation, the Heartland Institute. General admission is just $25. There's also VIP tickets that brings you premium seating and an invitation for a cocktail party with James. And you can get those tickets by logging on to RepublicanWomenOfReno.WildApricot.org. Today's the date. It's the deadline, and there's not going to be any walk-ins. So please, check out James Taylor. He's going to present the case for fighting back against the tech cartel, which we have so easily seen and heard of all of us being silenced. And he'll let you know how to do it. And he'll explain Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act and how it will help us and what we can do. It's going to be a wonderful presentation at Spirit-Filled Church. So we thank them for allowing this presentation. Again, go to RepublicanWomenOfReno.WildApricot.org. Get signed up. Today is the last day, just $25. And it's so nice to be able to listen to these people speak because you know what? If we don't, very shortly, we won't be allowed to hear anyone speak. That's why they separated us. That's why they locked us down. That's why car dealerships were open before churches. They don't want you communicating. The other big event is, and James will be in town Friday, June 4th. So that's when the event is happening at 7 o'clock. VIP starts at, I believe, in the 4:30, 5 o'clock hour. So get your tickets today. It's the last day. Also, June 19th, if you go to Eventbrite.com for tickets, you can see Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter. And he'll help you understand how we need to take this to the streets. and how we need to start using our voices and standing up to the tyranny that is going on all around us. Scott, it's going to be a great presentation. Scott McKay. It's going to be at a private location for right now. But let me tell you, 11:30 to 3, that's probably going to be the most important 3 hours of your day. These are the people that are getting banned on YouTube, getting shut down because they're actually talking to the generals and to the scientists and to the doctors who keep being banned everywhere. Somebody made a comment to me, well, I don't listen to the internet, I listen to doctors. The people who you're listening to aren't as qualified as these other people that are being banned, the actual scientists and doctors who are standing up. If you want to fall for it, again, personal responsibility. Love you. It's the Monica Jay Show.